Check, check. This is the news according to me. Oh my, it just keeps getting better. Nancy Pelosi is like the gift
that keeps on giving.
It's like the 20 days of Christmas. Oh my word.
Yeah, where do you start?
Oh jeez. Do we even start with her, or should we just start with something else?
We could start with good old Nancy. We need to laugh first.
That's true. So speaking of her, here she is. Here she is.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, she's a real winner.
You know the it's like, of course, you know, she called, you know, that what was in the news today about good old Nance is you know, she called together the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know the speaker could do that, to be honest with you.
I don't think she can.
But anyway, so her concern that Trump is going to go off the fly off the handle and pull the nuclear button trigger. And I'm like, and the whole premise is that she's worried that he's lost his mind. And my thought was,
well, it takes one to know one, Nancy.
Nancy. You know, in the 4 or 5 years that Trump has been under the spotlight when he started campaigning, I've never seen him have an elusive moment.
No.
Actually. Is that a word? Elusive?
Elusive.
Elusive? Yeah. So, but how about you, Nancy? Morning.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
That's been more than once that she's done that.
Yeah,
kind of stuff.
She's had a couple of those. And we started getting worried about her a long time ago. And not because she just literally having these glitches.
Yeah. She's third in line of the presidency.
And she's the one that's concerned about, you know, and we'd never, you know, because if that ever happened to him, that would have made the news big time. They would have hauled out, you know, the 25th Amendment right away at that point, you know? And this whole thing that they're, you know, preaching now about, you know, we need to impeach him or 25th Amendment, blah, blah, blah. You know what else they were trying to get in the verbiage with that?
That he couldn't run for office again.
He couldn't run for office
again. And that comes back to that whole thing you were talking about yesterday is they are terrified of him coming back.
Oh, they are totally terrified. You know what else I thought? I heard somebody made a good point today. I think it was on Rush. One of the things that they're terrified about right now is that he knows all the secrets.
Yeah. He's got all this information, knows everything that's going on.
And he could declassify it.
He could declassify a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you he doesn't sleep much. They say he sleeps like 3 or 4 hours a night.
Yeah.
He's probably down in the archives, digging through file cabinets, reading all his stuff. Well, that's interesting. Taking notes. You know?
That's right.
he doesn't use a phone. I don't think he has a cell phone.
Well, he's got a tweet on.
Well, I think he has a way to do it, but I don't think he ever he doesn't like to send email and stuff. He likes to send regular messages. It's been kind of his thing.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So but
Twitter is definitely his thing. Except now.
Yeah, they're all kicking him off.
All of a sudden, they've turned him
because he's a terrorist.
Because he incited a riot. And this, you know, I've said this morning.
Gosh.
I'm going to say it again now, but
That's
I think
so
I'm encouraging everybody to write in your congressman and let them know that this kind of rhetoric is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Because that's not what happened there.
No.
And the more we look at it, the more I'm finding out, just myself looking at this thing, and I'm not the tinfoil hat guy.
Yeah.
I think that there were...
Well, what's that on your head right now?
Well, it's a tinfoil hat. But it's a... You see this? They're not supposed to. They can't see it. You weren't supposed to tell them.
Oops.
It's a tinfoil lined hat. Okay, it's not exactly a tinfoil hat.
All right.
they get into this whole thing. You know, it depends on what you look at and where you look. But it's the information is very clear. These guys were not the people who busted in. Were not guys who were there for the Trump rally.
No. Yeah.
And Trump supporters are to malign all those people.
Right.
They're trying to get people to distance themselves from this guy, thinking that. But everybody I know, in fact, I read a letter today because there was a post on Facebook.
Yeah.
There was a post on Facebook this morning that I ended up reading. And on the show this morning, because it really articulated everything that, for the most part, kind of how I felt. And she did a great job posting it. And it was this whole thing of the sea of people that were there.
Oh, yeah, right.
We're not there. There's
haven't heard
sliver.
You haven't heard numbers yet.
No.
Of how many people
no,
were there.
And I think they keep saying tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, you know,
then take that times 10. That's usually how they're farther off. And the thing about it is the how many riots?
Oh yeah,
with $2 billion worth of damage happened,
easy.
And the media just overlooked it. Thought it was this is a great thing. This is democracy.
And you know what? Kamala and
encouraged
and Joe
them.
Were raising money to bail them out of jail,
to get them out of jail.
Yeah,
talk about the
instigators, Kettle Black.
Yeah, it wasn't the people who were peaceful and were
just getting fired up now.
And and they didn't. Now they're saying that, oh, well, this sure looks, this is white privilege. Look at all these white people there who didn't, you know, it's one thing if BLM would have been doing a demonstration on the mall, you better believe that the security would have been a lot higher than it was. Now, do you remember a time, I was at the Capitol one time. You've probably never been there.
No, I've never been there.
You used to be able to walk in and watch the Congress do its thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
There's an area up on the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it required going through a lot of security,
sure.
But you get in there and you could watch what was going on.
Yeah.
Almost every state house, I've been in.
I do remember that. People talking about that.
Why couldn't somebody go in and watch this event? They had it shut down, but it wasn't locked down like Fort Knox at the time.
Yeah.
And then there's the question, like you've seen some stuff. You were saying some that earlier today, you know, when we were talking before the show, because we have this meeting before the show to talk about all the secret stuff. And then, you're talking about how.
The real tinfoil stuff.
Exactly, yeah. And you know, how the police were actually possibly instigating some of the issues.
Ones, I saw a couple accounts or people talking about it. And, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. But, I mean, I'm almost wanting to get off on a tangent there, but I'll just stick to this for now. But anyway.
Because we don't do tangents.
Yeah,
here.
No, we don't do tangents.
We stay laser focused.
Because.
Squirrel.
Yeah, right. Is that a bus?
We're already off.
What are we?
Is the pressure.
Oh, there's going to be so much material in the next couple of years.
Oh, my word.
If he's around.
Yeah, it'll be for 2 days.
Yeah, well, it'll be good enough for 2 years.
Yeah, 2 days of stuff will last for 2 years.
No, but there was accounts of about four or five different witnesses and, you know, supposedly reputable. Witnesses, reputable, who had done like time in the military and that sort of thing. And all of them were saying how they witnessed quite just the opposite. The crowd was standing there behind the barriers. And it was actually the mall or the Capitol Police. I keep wanting to say mall cops.
Mall cop.
And I certainly don't mean that to degrade them, but I mean it.
It is the mall. It's the National Mall.
Yeah,
you think
right.
of it as, yeah.
But the Capitol Police were the ones that actually swung the baton first, you know, or they were shooting off tear gas when there wasn't any threat, you know. And so people were reacting to that. And when they more than one of them said, they were not just hitting guys. They were hitting kids and hitting old ladies.
Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, okay, so now if that's true, you think you'd, well, but this is where I was going to go earlier. You think you would see it in the media or somebody would say it, but they're not going to report that. And that's the thing that's driving me nutty right now, nuttier than normal, is this whole where we're in right now in this last, it's just like total chaos when it comes to what the truth is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Almost like as if I'm on purpose, you know, and keep everybody on edge. And because when people are in a state of panic or fear, they can get a lot more accomplished. The people that with nefarious motives can get a lot more accomplished in that time than they can any others.
Yeah. And it's by. I mean, look at big tech and what they're doing, what they're able to do. They're scrubbing the internet. You can't find video now. Now I'm trying to find video of this of Ashley Babbitt or whatever, of how what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
They're scrubbing video. YouTube's not taking down videos of the event itself.
Yeah,
of any of the riot thing because they don't want those people being seen. Well, why why not?
Right.
Because they know Trump supporters are going to go after them.
Right.
It's it's one of those, and we're going to find out who it was. There's some dots or some dots being connected, I guess.
Well,
you might say,
yeah,
that lead back to some family members of some people in Congress.
Shocker.
Which is, you know, bizarre.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Whenever the way I look at things like this is, so, you know, people say like, follow the money trail or something like that. Well, you know, if you look at what happened, they were in the middle of, you know, this big debate they were supposed to have. And then all of a sudden, after they got through Arizona, you know,
the timing was just amazing.
Yeah, the timing was very questionable. And all of a sudden, they're gone. And all of a sudden, like we said yesterday, they're back at it in the middle of the night. You don't hear of any debate happening. You don't hear of any, you know, what happened to the big 10-day audit that, you know, they were supposed to be, you know, it's never going to happen if they don't agree to this BS. And all of a sudden, that's gone. Nobody's saying anything about that right now. There's no Republican senator saying anything about that. Like, you know, what happened? But here we are sitting again with our hands, sitting on our hands and like thinking, well, what happened? You know, you got us all fired up with it and you gave us hope. You gave us hope. You know, like you're really going to do something. But again, you didn't. And again, and now you're all out there. I'm very sad to say, even people that I respected a lot are out there running from Trump.
Yeah.
Like you can't run fast enough.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but that, I'm going to keep it G.
I'll let it fly.
That disappoints me. Seriously, it really disappoints me. And I, you know, and I'm not alone in that. So.
I think what's happening, part of what's happening in this mix is they are reacting out of fear because it happened to them. So they feel personally scared and attacked, and they think that the whole world feels what they're feeling right now. The scaredness of, oh, we're under attack, our nation's capital is under attack, our democracy is under attack. I mean, and they're feeding off of this, and of course, all they're hearing is what's around them, which is all the media, all the left-wingers, everybody else is all saying, because all the speeches that night went from election issues to, well, you know, our democracy, we have to protect our democracy, and even Kelly Loeffler.
Yeah, she's basically
said, well, because of what happened tonight, I can't participate in this. You know, I can't be a part of this objection.
Yeah, but she flipped her objection before that, I thought. Didn't she? Because we were talking about it yesterday.
It was like the night before that she decided to object, and then the night of, she changed it back to, I'm not objecting now anymore.
Okay.
That's what happened there.
Yeah.
Now I think Braun stayed in the objecting pool. I don't know. I haven't. I'm still looking for that. Walarski did.
Yeah.
She stayed. As one who did.
Yeah.
I'm going to commend her for that. It's.
And I still keep going back to what's the big deal?
Yeah.
There's been in the past, even in 2016. I think BO was even one that. He wasn't senator then. There was Democratic. I remember he rejected to something when he was senator.
Wasn't it 04 or 05? He was a senator.
I'm sure he was elected all, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure in Chicago. Chicago's pristine. Right. They've got the best example. In fact, we should just use their example all over the world.
Right.
But yeah, so I think that's what's happening.
But my point, though, is that they've done that before. It's all happened before, you know? And, but all of a sudden now, you know, you're a threat to democracy. We're going to defund you. We're not going to write any of your books anymore. Publish your books.
Josh Hawley had a book that's been taken out of play.
It's totally over the top. And I think, because when I think about, I'm going to segue into a different topic. But you can come back if you want. But anyway, but I just had this on my mind today. Because I keep thinking, like we were talking the other day, you know, okay, so Biden's in for a couple days. Comey takes over.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so I'm going to make it through it. Well, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
We still have a national healthcare, you know, thing that's, you know, probably get worse. Okay, our taxes are going to go up, blah, blah, blah. You know, they've never done anything about the possibility of getting rid of abortion. You know, so basically it's pretty much status quo except from an economic standpoint. But what, so my thought is, what's the worst they're going to do? And, you know, what one thing that we have left is our freedom of speech, quote unquote, freedom to gather, quote unquote, and yeah. our right to bear arms.
Yeah.
And look what's been happening in the last year, and look what's happening right now.
Yeah.
You know, what are they going after? They're going after suppressing Trump from every known yep. source of communication they possibly can.
Yeah, yeah.
So if my point, though, is that I think that's what's where it's going in the next couple of years. And God help us if they, you know, if she does what she said she's going to do and signs an executive order trying to take everybody's AR-15s away. I just, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Know? Because yeah, that I think people will, well, I know gun owners, the ones that understand the Constitution and why they own a gun, I can't picture them standing up for that.
No.
I think they will all march to Washington, and they'll probably bring their guns with
them. I think then we're going to see some, and you know, that's the thing, and I hate to say it this way, but this sounds very bold and mean in some ways, but it. Here's the, and I'm not saying I condone this. I'm just saying this is the way, this is who we are as a country.
Yeah.
Is when true patriots need to march on the Capitol, mm-hmm. they won't be talking about it the next day.
Nah.
Because yeah. Lindsay, it won't be, oh, they could have done this or they could have done that.
Yeah.
And all upset. You won't, we'll be having your funeral.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when it comes down to that,
yeah,
there's not when, then it's then because now they're basically shutting us up. They're right. not giving us a voice anymore.
Right.
And I one of the quotes that I think it was JFK said was something about riots are the voice of the unheard.
Mm.
If we can't be heard, I guarantee you mm-hmm. there will be marching on the streets. And it's
and yeah, it, and nobody wants that.
Nobody wants yeah,
we,
that.
We don't. It's a, we clearly don't place, want that.
That's a French Revolution kind of thing. Yeah. We don't need that.
No, not at all.
We you know we want to work this out. The problem is they're not,
yeah,
they're not doing their job. Right. They're not listening to the people. They're people they're representing.
Right.
They're talking against us.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And they're calling us. If you're a Trump supporter, which I'm not, to me it's beyond Trump now. To me,
maybe they called us Bible and gun clingers and
bitter clingers. And, they might have been
and
yeah.
deplorables.
And maybe no, they wouldn't. They would have done that.
Oh,
before.
And
no.
Even good old Joe called a bunch of Trump supporters a bunch of chumps.
Trumps. Yeah,
yeah. No, there's no rhetoric.
They
there.
Just want to get along and
yeah,
and let's come together right. and have peace now.
Right.
That, you know what that means to them? That means you us, comply.
Yeah, going along.
Comply
with
what,
they
with
want.
What we want to
yeah.
do. And that's always the way it's been. It wasn't. Right. You know, it's. After I can just remember after 2016, after the election, they all came out wearing purple because that's the color of red and blue together. They all came out wearing purple and they were trying to say, look, okay, let's work together now. It's like, it's like in a ball game when you lose, it's like, well, okay, let's work together now. Let's maybe share the victory here a little bit. Yeah. No, you lost.
Yeah.
And that's what we were told in 2008.
Yeah. Elections have consequences.
Elections have consequences. And, mm-hmm. you know, I just, yeah.
So, yeah. You know, when I think back to that, and this is kind of goes with what I was saying earlier. Yeah, you know, I lived through 8 years of Obama thinking that, okay, so, you know, he fooled America out of the gate. And I'm like thinking, okay, well, we're gonna make it through this and you'll eventually figure it out, America, and you know, my friends that voted for him. You know, really what kind of guy he is. And we saw it clearly what kind of guy he was. Somehow he got reelected 4 years later. Good old Mitt.
Wonder how that happened. Yeah.
And, but so my point though is that America voted for him and it was believable.
Yeah.
Maybe, I
Most
guess.
Most of it, yeah. 2012 was a little funny, but yeah.
But,
okay.
yeah, no, but you get what I'm saying. It's yeah. when you look at 2020.
Yeah.
And the evidence was overwhelming that Trump won in a huge landslide.
Yeah.
And it was literally taken from him, literally taken from all the people and the people that voted for him. And then no legal challenges were allowed.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the courts threw it out. You know, so this is totally different. And this is, feels totally like you feel like you don't have any hope. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right. It does. It really undermines
right.
all of the possibilities that we were, and the trust that we
exactly.
had in the system.
Going with what you're saying earlier. Yep.
It, you know, everybody wanted to have, they were just like, let's just go, we got to get it to the Supreme Court. And the next thing you know, they don't even look, they don't even listen to it.
Yeah.
It's yeah, like, what is where did that just, that? How did that just happen?
I still can't figure that out.
And, you know, getting back to the commie thing, the whole executive order and all that, it's, there are a lot of Democrats. Now, the old school Democrats, like I, and I considered even Nancy Pelosi knows yeah. better. They'll run when they run for election. They'll talk big like they're against gun or they're all for gun control.
Right.
But they know at the end of the day, yeah. they can't do anything because there are a lot of Democrats who are also Second Amendment people.
Yeah. Right.
And so they know that even their constituents on their side mm-hmm. don't like that.
Right.
The interesting thing about that is, I just had another thought, but I'll try to stay on track here before I go off on that one. But Kamala, Kami. And her ilk, mm-hmm. like AOC and the mm-hmm. squad, mm-hmm. they don't care about that.
Yeah, right. They, totally radical.
They are radical, and they think that's the way they're just going to do whatever force they need to yeah. make because they're fascist. That's the definition of fascism.
Yeah,
forcing people into you fit your mold.
Yeah,
against what is constitutionally a right, let alone that. So, now,
yeah,
yeah. Go ahead.
No, I just made me think of. Some idiot I was hearing on the radio yesterday when talking about Antifa, you know, and they were going back to all the news clips about, you know, people talking about Antifa back, you know, because of the riot and the bloody, you know, the thing at the Capitol.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were talking about Antifa about how, well, yeah, they showed up, Antifa showed up because of all these white supremacists, you know, the rallies and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and then they further went on to say, well, Antifa stands for anti-fascist, you know, I'm like, you're such a moron.
Yeah.
You have no freaking clue what fascism is.
They even
is.
Know what the definition of yeah. fascism is. Look at Antifa and see what the definition of,
exactly.
of fascism is.
Yeah. Right. They have no clue. Yeah, when you, and that's the whole, and that's what the left does, yep. is they redefine the language.
They constantly do that. Yeah.
You know, they're calling like guys like Proud Boys, like white supremacists. And
yeah.
it's
yeah.
like they're not, yeah. they're a third, you know, like Latino or something
right,
like
right.
that. And
yeah.
I'm like, gosh. Yeah. But, you know, as long as they keep repeating it
yep.
and repeating it,
yep.
it's like Goebbels said, repeat a lie enough and it becomes the
becomes
truth.
Becomes the truth, yeah. Yeah.
But we're not there yet.
We're not quite there yet. At least some people aren't there. Well, I think, you know, even what's amazing to me is even some people who know better start to doubt, start to second guess themselves.
Yeah.
Even, you know, because it just keeps getting, like right now I'm thinking, okay, did Biden really, is it possibly could have really won?
No.
No, but then I come back to, no, there's no, the statistical impossibility of this.
So I was thinking about this yesterday too. And you know, if you go back to the primaries, good old Uncle Joe, you know, he had performed dismally in the first yeah. two primaries. And all of a sudden, the miracle happened in South Carolina.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all
Super
of a sudden.
Super Tuesday, swept the nation.
And then all of a sudden, he just started to skyrocket.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's all DNC stuff. And, you know, 4 years ago, the DNC had some shady things going on again with Hillary and Bernie. You know, nobody contested
and
that.
Bernie knows it.
Yeah, right. So then he gets through the primaries, you know, and he becomes the, and then from that point on, he starts literally, you know, he was showing signs of dementia, but he really got bad.
Yeah.
So here's a guy who, you know, somehow managed to pull one out of the primaries and then he doesn't campaign, literally. And then the days that he comes out, he cuts it short.
Yeah.
The media
never in the morning. I'm putting a lid on it.
The media never calls him on anything, you know. The media yeah. and he points fingers at people. He calls them names.
Well, I don't know. Is calling somebody a lying dog faced pony soldier? Is that yeah. actually a name or is that just a pet? Is that just
right? And then he's never investigated. His son's never investigated. He's on tape saying yeah. extorting the Ukrainian
yeah. Yeah.
government.
Well, it's been debunked.
And his son is up to his eyeballs in really weird stuff.
Yeah.
And they've got money coming from different governments, China and Russia and
yeah.
God knows who.
Well, that's just Russian disinformation.
And then he doesn't debate his, yeah. and, you know, people say, well, he did such a good job. No, he didn't. All he did is call Trump names.
Yeah. And the first debate was all Trump interrupted me 176 times.
Yeah.
okay, so that means he lost the debate, what you're saying, because he was, you know, because in the second debate, he came out and was, everybody was like, oh, wow, he can actually be presidential. You know, they're all backtracking.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Independents and people who were on kind of on the fence were saying, oh, I wish I could change my vote now.
Yeah. So, but all, you know, all that to say is that he was literally the worst candidate I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And did nothing in terms of campaign that you would expect somebody that got 80 million votes.
Yeah.
You know, the most ever in history.
Ever in history.
More popular than Barack Obama. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Outperformed Hillary Clinton in 4 counties. Every place else he didn't.
Yeah.
But he won.
Yeah, he
won.
My
golly.
So it's just like literally the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, there's just no way on the God's green earth that that man won that election.
This wasn't a fair election. And I think there's anybody who has spent any time listening to the witnesses that have testified, especially the expert witnesses that have testified about statistical analysis and the computer stuff.
Well, it was in the Texas lawsuit.
Yeah.
One in one quadrillion chance.
Yeah. And of course, that's what we thought was going to, we were going to get, hear some of that with the Senate thing. And that didn't happen.
Yeah.
All that narrative
was
changed.
That was a coincidence.
Oh, and you have to wonder if that was, I don't think everybody pre-planned that, but you have to wonder if there was somebody there that planned that.
Well.
That they knew it was going to happen at a specific time. I mean, it's.
Well, there's two sides to that. I mean, wouldn't surprise me at all. Okay, so you know and they've done this before with Trump rallies. They tried to infiltrate them, right?
Yeah, they've done it.
Antifa and BLM, whatever. So if you're going to, so that's already in their MO, right?
Yeah.
So you know, and we've already seen, like you said, pictures of these people that have been at Antifa rallies before. So, okay. So the thing though is that, what doesn't make sense is that even if they were doing the vote in the middle of the night, we don't hear of any Republicans still trying to move forward with what they said they were going to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So was that like, oh my gosh, this is a great chance. I'm just never, oh,
just going to back off. Yeah,
I'm just going to back off.
Well, I think that they were kind of relieved by it. Yeah. And part of that,
I don't have to do what I said I was going to do.
But you know, part of that, I think the part of the relief factor there was, no, we're not sponsoring Relief Factor, by the way. That's a product. But
oh, is that Eric?
Okay. Yeah. But it's part of that relief, I think, for them was the fact that they're being bullied by the Dems because they know.
Yeah.
They keep saying we're putting all of them on a list and we're going to censor them and we're going to impeach them and we're not going to allow them on any committees. Of course, now that Schumer's going to be in charge. Good luck, those 7 or 8 senators that ended up objecting.
Yeah.
I wonder what life's going to be like for them in the Senate. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough. And then because they wield a lot of power. And that's just like Mitch was doing, you know, where's Mitch at anyway? I haven't heard him talk about anything, but.
Well, we don't know where Mitch is
right now. He's probably talking to Joe because they work together in the Senate.
He's
probably over in China.
Listen, Joe, you know, I'm just kind of hoping we can all get along.
Oh, along. Yeah. I got a purple tie now that we're working on.
Hey, I never knew his wife was the Secretary of Transportation.
Yeah, Chow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, that seems a little like a little bit of nepotism there, doesn't it?
She flew the coop.
Yeah, she jumped off.
Yeah.
That was a big surprise, big shocker.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess Mike Pence was really angry, the most angry anybody's ever seen him, which I don't know what that means. That means, did he throw a book down on the table? I don't know. You know, but, or who knows how angry he's ever been. Now, here's something that's interesting. Mike Pence, who wouldn't overstep his bounds and called an election because he was bound by the Constitution to do what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who's being asked to basically pull Trump off to the side and how'd they say it? Enact the 25th Amendment.
Pence.
They're asking Pence to do that.
Yeah.
Schumer and Pelosi both asked Pence to do that. Isn't that kind of a conflict of interest there? Won't you knock off your boss so you can take over?
Yeah.
It's like that.
It's such a circus.
It's not the way it's supposed to be done.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump has got 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
Less than
just
2 weeks.
Just let it go. Just let it go, guys. Well,
what's the point? Unless you are so stinking afraid that he's going to do something. This guy.
And they have to demean him and make him look as bad as possible so that his supporters will not have any confidence.
It's not going to happen.
It just makes it worse.
It makes it worse. It makes the supporters.
Because we're all sitting here. We know for 4 years we watched them make fools of themselves. Yeah. And now the fools are acting like they're the ones in charge. Yeah. Like they're the grown-ups in the room. Excuse me.
Yeah. Right.
And then you've got. So now we have Pelosi and Schumer going around.
We have to come up with nicknames for them.
They need really good nicknames.
Dick and Jane or something. Yeah. I don't know.
The Adams family.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I ain't gonna lie to you. That crazy song you put together, that was stuck in my head for like,
I got a cure for that. I've got another song.
You got another one?
We're going to play this song.
I don't
song
want you to lose your thought,
to
though.
To get that song. Oh, I'll get it back. This is more important. So,
well, of course.
So we're going to play this song because I think you probably, all of you, need to hear this song. This is really an important song. So we're going to play this one now. The TNA guys were in earlier, the singers.
Here we go.
They got this thing going on.
Room. Well, 574.
But wait, there's more.
Of course.
742. Well, how do you do? 6748. Text that number. It will be great.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be late. Text that number. Text that number. Don't be a loser. 5747426748.
Yeah, they were in earlier.
Oh my gosh.
They were in the booth there. They were recording there. All the boys are in here. The TNA singers.
Oh my gosh, that is something funny right there.
Yeah, there you go. So you can text that number. Don't be a loser. Yeah. I got nothing to do around here.
Yeah.
You wonder what I do when I'm watching, waiting for stuff. My internet is so slow. I'm waiting for stuff to upload all the time. I just sit here and watch it. I watch the little thing go around. So I'm like, oh, maybe I'll make a song.
Maybe Rick will text me.
Yeah.
Hey, what you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, bro? What was I going to talk about?
You were talking about Chuck and Upchuck and Nancy.
Chuck and Nancy going around. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about that. Go back to that thing with Nancy going around Trump's authority,
mm-hmm.
and talking to the defense secretary.
All right, yeah.
So now we have Nancy. This is one branch of government. She represents the House. Mm-hmm. So she represents the branch that.
Legislative
branch.
Mm, part of it.
Yeah. And so she wants to go around the commander in chief,
yeah,
and asked his underling,
mm-hmm.
to take away his ability to get to the nuclear weapons,
yeah,
because they're afraid he's going to hit the button,
yeah,
because he's unstable. They've got themselves worked up into such a frenzy, and they have so much TDS. That they think this guy is...
That's Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, it's Trump derangement syndrome. So for those of you in Mishawaka who don't understand what I'm saying. I will talk a little slower for you.
Probably more South Bend.
More South Bend, yeah, probably more. Or for maybe for those of you who are politicians who happen to be listening, I will spell it for you. So she wants to do that. How is that... How is that not treason?
Yeah.
How is that? I mean, we talk about subverting the democracy. When you talk about going, you know, subverting your power, or what did they impeach Trump for? Was it abuse of power?
Abuse of power, which is not even a
It's not even a thing.
Yeah, it's not even.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you go around? Okay. So let's say the defense secretary decides, or whoever it was that she was talking to. What came over his name? Let's say he just says, okay, yeah, we're not going to let him have access to the buttons. That's insubordination.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what happens if we are?
What if somebody
right
does
now?
It to? No, okay. So now, what if the secretary? What if you know his underling wants to go ahead and? Well, I'm not going to do that now because Nancy Pelosi asked me not to take orders from you.
Yeah,
she doesn't think you're stable.
Right.
I mean, at what point does that stop?
Yeah. No kidding.
That is so outrageous.
Yeah, she's not going to get called on it because the media is the
no. They're all the media. For. Yeah, you need to go after. Oh yeah, you need to get this because he's unstable. We got to get that numbers away because you know he got us into so many wars.
Yeah.
He's the first president in history
to get us out of wars.
To get us out of wars, and the first one to step foot in North Korea.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, when Hillary was getting close to being, you know, they thought she was going to be president. Yeah. We were this close. I just keep remembering them saying how we're going to war with Korea, North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
He was launching off missiles. Where'd that all go?
Yeah.
How did the embassy get moved?
Where is Kim Jong-un, by the way? Nobody's seen him in a long time.
I think he had COVID. He got COVID and died. I got his double out there.
Nobody's seen him in a long time.
He's been really
time.
Quiet. Yeah. I do think that he actually got COVID at one point. Because he went away for a while and went off into his little retreat thing. And Trump actually called him.
Hmm.
But he wouldn't say what was going on with him. And I think that he might have actually gotten it, or I know that it got really close to him because he got really mad at the situation and started like quarantining places. And it was chaos over there for a while from what I remember. I remember reading up on some things about some people from the inside that were saying that there was huge lockdowns and it was bad. Like they were starving people to death there.
Wow.
They were so scared of this thing.
You mean more than normal?
More than normal. And so they got a direct connection to China.
Yeah.
And that's their border is pretty loosey-goosey there. So it's not terribly loosey, but it's, yeah. So I think this thing made its way everywhere.
Yeah.
And,
right.
Of course, Australia was saying, they were touting how they didn't have any new cases for almost a week. Look, we've beaten it. We beat it. They were all out having parties and stuff. And then the next thing you know, they're shutting down cities because one part of the country has it, another part doesn't. And they realize, everybody's got it.
Yeah. Again, we're talking about. All they talk about is obviously new cases, but you know if you look at the survivability rate, you know now we've destroyed. And I saw the jobs report tanked in December.
Oh, did it? I haven't seen that.
Well, I shouldn't say tanked, but it went lower
than
as
far as I thought.
And they're attributing it to the recent spike. Well, yeah, if you shut your economy down, your jobs are going to go away.
Yeah,
you know, they're Einstein. So,
yeah, and California is a mess. I mean, in terms of their economic situation.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be real interesting, you know, because polls before the election asking people, who do you trust more with the economy? And Trump was way ahead on that one. So, well, here we are.
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to do? You know, nobody's, half the country is in lockdown. And what are you going to raise people's taxes and increase taxes on business again?
They will. That'll all happen.
Increase regulations. And I mean, that's just all, that's their playbook. And I'm sure that's all going to help.
The two main things I think we're going to see is the price of fuel go up.
Right.
Price of healthcare is going to go up. And taxes themselves are going to be wove through a lot of different things. There's a lot of things that are going to go up in price.
Right.
And I think it's on top. So you've got that kind of inflationary thing that's going to happen on top of the fact that we are still looking at this debt we're going to start paying off and the economic situation. We're, you know, all the things we've done over the last year, the shut things down and everything that we did, especially with housing market, that's all going to start coming to fruit here next 6 months to a year. So if they destroy the economy, which is the only engine we have to get us out of this thing, you've got to have GDP up there where we can generate the funds, generate, you know, be America, true America first, which is buying products from America, doing things, everything we can here.
Well, I can't. First of all, that's just crazy talk right there.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm insane. Yeah.
Can't put
America, you know.
Can't put America
fourth.
First.
How about America fourth?
You racist.
Yeah. So if we don't do that.
Yeah.
We have no way out of this mess, and they will get of course, then we're going to be screaming for, well, now we need a universal income.
Yeah.
And that's the next step. That'll be the next step. We have to give everybody at least $1,000 a month, regardless of whether you live in California or the Midwest, where I could probably survive on $1,000 a month here if I really had to.
Mm-hmm.
And in California, I couldn't make it through a week.
Yeah, right.
So it's the differences there, and that's why universal health care, universal. Well, there's a lot of other reasons it won't work, but it's just crazy. Yeah. So we're.
Yeah, I also saw the other thing. You know, they're gonna go nutty with immigration, and I've already seen saw that there was already. You know, people lining up at the border.
There's already a caravan coming this way, which blows my mind in the midst of this COVID thing that we're going to just...
Well, yeah.
I'm not sure going to stop that.
Right. Well, they'll hand them all masks.
Oh, yeah. They'll be wearing masks. Got one big... it's called a caravan mask. It's one big mask. They just wrap it around everybody.
Probably two. Two per person. Yeah, because Uncle Joe said, you know, that's... you know, I was thinking about that. You know, this is the first time in my life where I think I'm legitimately going to... you know, say, man, he's not my president.
Yeah.
Because he was illegitimately elected.
Yeah, I can say he is the person in the White House.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's a good way to say
but
it.
But I'm probably not going to say he's my president either. Yeah. He's not. He's the his guy who's just occupying the office right now.
Yeah.
That's all I can say because I really don't.
He's got a lot of crap to, there's no way he's ever going to, you know, he talks about unity. Well, you know, even if he tries, which he won't.
Yeah. No, he won't. Yeah.
There's nobody, half of America is not going to, I can't see half of America uniting behind, him.
I think most people will move on from this and try to think that, well, we'll just make it through the next 4 years or 8 years or whatever. However, I don't think you're going to realize in the next 2 years.
Well, it depends on what they do.
Yeah, it does. I think this is how I think it's going to unfold, is in the next 2 years, government is going to become so intrusive and so much a part of everyday life that everybody's going to have to start dealing with. People want to go back to their jobs, their family, do their thing, hear about what happened in Congress in the evening news for 5 minutes. Mm. And that's the most they're going to want to hear about it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be.
If that much.
If that much. Maybe 5 minutes through the week. And most people, that's where most people want it to be. It's not going to be that way. We're going to have to be watching everything we do now is going to have to be, by the end of this 2 years, I mean, that's this, everything that they want to roll out is going to have an effect on things that you take in and things that go out of your house. Like all the carbon footprint issues, it's like they're getting you when you're consuming and they're getting you when you're, you know, pooping. Because it's all, you know, they want to tax you on your trash as well as the things you purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... it just is unbelievable. There's like no tax. It's true. A Democrat has never met a tax they didn't like.
Yeah.
And if they pile on with a VAT tax on top of this, we're in really, that's a deep hurt for us.
Yeah. Well, all you people that thought Biden was a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here you go. All you people that didn't think the election was worth looking into.
Yeah. It's, well, here it gets, yeah. That drives me insane. It's like people like Chris Christie. Well, Trump was such a rotten person. His tweets were just so ridiculous.
I don't like the way he tweets.
I don't like the way he tweets.
He's a madman.
He's a crazy man. And yet you're willing to hand...
He's not presidential.
No, they're going to hand the country over to somebody who wants to burn it down and tear it to shreds.
Yeah.
Because they didn't like the way Trump tweeted.
Yeah.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
Again,
we had this, at least this idea in the back of our, I question whether or not people really, if they follow through with the whole packing the Supreme Court thing, because there's always been that kind of like stopgap on big issues like, you know, gun rights, Second Amendment and freedom of speech, and et cetera, et cetera. But if they pack the court and the court, you know, like half of the other liberal courts around the country, goes along with it, well, then what?
Yeah.
You know, then,
it's just another...
Then people will be saying, yeah, come and get my gun.
Yeah.
Dude. See how that goes for you.
It's just another political branch at that point. It's not a member issue. And it's interesting because the term pack the court, it has a certain definition. We're getting back to that thing, how they changed the definition of everything. Now they're saying, well, packing the court just means they're packing. They've already packed it. They started packing it because they're putting all conservative judges in there. That's packing the court. No, that's not what we're talking about.
Right.
You know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about putting 24 judges in there instead of 9.
Yeah.
and right. and then making them all judges that are that they can move around and they can, you know, what?
Yeah.
It's like that. What is that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's. Yeah. Well, I think, but for them to, if they want to do radical things, like literally some of the gun control they've talked about and, you know, on the fringes in the past, you know, years, I think they have to pack the court first,
yeah,
you know, to be able to, for that to work.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see how fast things like that, you know, if they move on things like that.
Well, and Joe was talking the first 100 days. They want to have a council or committee that will make a decision on how they're going to, what they're going to do with
yeah,
the
court right.
in the first 100 days.
Yeah, okay.
Whether right. he does that or not, I don't know. But
yeah. Well, that's like saying, we're just going to wait 100 days to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because America has a short attention span.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I don't remember them talking about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that on the campaign trail?
Yeah, that's true.
I'll let the people decide, you know, let the speak when... Uncle Joe, are you going to pack the court? Well, I'm going to let the people decide.
What you need to do is go out and vote now. You need to go out and vote. We're voting right now. You need to vote. Like, what? We just asked you a yes or no question.
We've already spent enough money on these ballots from China.
That's right.
You got to do your job now.
Things out. We can't fill all those things out. We got 3 million ballots we got to fill out. It's taking us forever. I got five guys in the basement there with me that are, I mean, in the next basement over, not my basement because I'm, you know, I'm scared. So it's over. It's just dry, you know. Yeah, it's amazing. Which was one of those issues. There's a guy who worked in data processing and he was like worked in the Navy. He mm-hmm. was a data specialist.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and said there is absolutely. He said they adjudicated 104,000 votes or something, and he said in this one county, I think it was just one county.
Yeah,
and he said that is physically and even digitally impossible because it takes a certain amount of time to adjudicate each one.
Well, yeah.
Even if you know what you're gonna do, even if you're just doing the same thing with the same button pushes, he said there's not enough. They didn't have enough computers. And enough time
mm-hmm.
to do that many adjudications because he knows how long that takes.
Well, let me pull my calculator out here real quick. What'd you say, 140,000?
It was 104,000, I think. 104,000.
104,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we have 60 seconds in a minute.
Yeah.
And you got 60 minutes in an hour.
That's the last I heard. Yeah.
And you take let's say 12 hours.
Unless you're using metrics.
That's 43,200 votes. In 12 hours, if you did one per second.
Wow, one per second. Holy
one
cow.
One per second.
Yeah, because they only had, I think, two adjudication machines, or maybe one in some counties.
Right.
Because it had to go through one particular individual.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you know it had to take them at least 30 seconds to a minute, even if they just only had one little thing
that
to do.
Would be moving.
Yeah. So there's no, because I don't even think you can go from one page to the next without.
And depending on how many people you got doing it.
But. Well, and my understanding was they didn't have a lot of people doing the adjudication.
Well, they all went home.
Everybody had to go home.
There's
everybody
a water
home
break.
Now. Go home now. Nothing to see here. Went home. Let's take a break. Because you guys are tired. Oh, you guys are you need to go home and take a break. Oh, you're tired. Well, except for you four. Why don't you four stay up until 1 o'clock in the morning? And as soon as you hear about those guys coming back, you guys get out of here.
Right. And don't tell anybody about your paycheck from the DNC, okay?
That's right. Yeah, don't tell because Tides Foundation came in and paid them. They were in good shape, so it shouldn't be a problem.
That's right.
Because we are living in the Twilight Zone. Imagine if you will.
You're traveling through another dimension.
That doesn't get old either.
I love Rod Sterling. He's a good guy.
It's so, like. I'm starting to wonder too whether or not we're actually in the Matrix. Also,
yeah, you have to wonder.
You know,
at what point are we going to wake up?
And, where's the red pill? I need a red pill.
Unplug that thing in the back of my head. Yeah, the red pill. Yeah. Well, here we are again.
Yeah,
another week passed.
Yeah, right.
Just a normal week. Going to.
But what I was going to say, I saw a good quote the other day, or just this morning, I guess. Of course, I can't remember it right now, but
but it was great.
And, but it was about the truth. It was about the truth, and the whole idea, you know, what people's got everybody, you know, upset right now is because with the election, nobody gave the truth a chance.
Yeah.
Right? If it's if the election results were on the up and up and they were true, well then what's the worry?
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
the fact that you want to brush it under the rug and say, "Oh, just trust me," because well, first of all, you have a believability problem.
Yeah.
Number one. And number two, your job is to prove that it's okay, not to tell us that it's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and when that's the mantra across the board, everywhere you can think of, and, you know, there's no court that wants to look at it either. Boy, it's just, that's really weird.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and... Yeah.
But speaking of truth.
Yes.
So Dominion wants to sue Sidney Powell for like $1 billion for defamation.
Oh, I saw that.
I'm like thinking, good.
Yeah.
Because she's got the evidence on you, which will come out.
Exactly. Supposedly.
What are they thinking?
Well, see,
seriously?
She has discovery and all that stuff that she should have. Yeah. Well, and they still haven't. Well, I guess today they officially filed it then, right?
Yeah, today. They did. They officially filed it.
Because they've been threatening to do it.
Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking there, because that's going to be her defense.
First of all, she doesn't have $1 billion, so I'm not sure how that's going to work
out. Yeah, it's symbolic.
But, and be interesting to find out. Well, and you know who the money is behind Dominion as well.
Well, right? Yeah. There's,
so it's it'd be interesting to see how that all pans out. But it's...
she's not going to back down.
No, she won't. She won't back down.
And you don't, she's like, I'll see you in court.
Yeah.
This is my chance. Nobody wanted to see me in court before.
Yeah. Yeah. At least we're going to get a day in court.
Yeah, at least we're going to get a day in court and I can show you my evidence.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Seriously.
They might have, maybe they got a judge in their pocket. They know the whole system. Maybe they got some kind of pathway to do this whole thing.
Yeah, but it's not a judge that decides this. It's got to be a...
It's a civil court case, right?
So, oh, it's a civil case.
I think.
Is that? Yeah, so it's a judge. It's not a jury. Or is it a jury?
Well, it could be.
No, it is a jury. I've seen juries on civil suits before.
It depends kind of on, it depends on the state that they file it in, and it depends on a few other things like that. But I think it kind of makes a difference there. But yeah, it should be interesting to see what happens with that. Of course, one thing I will say is, it's still sticking in my craw that even after all this therapy, that we're being called domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
And that.
Well, they're setting the narrative.
They're setting the narrative. They need to get that out there and to try to silence us and do whatever they can.
Just like the Proud Boys or white supremacists.
Yeah. So again, I just want to reiterate that people need to write their senators, their congressmen, and let them know. This is inappropriate for them to be calling us names like that. And again, it's not about Trump. This goes beyond Trump now. It's bigger than him. I mean, it is underlying there. There's that support for Trump thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this is about, even the word patriot now has become a dirty word to some people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And, because they're talking about a patriot party or something, do something like that. That is... in fact, I saw somebody posted a picture. They had posted a picture on Facebook, and they made a mention about patriots and how, well, you know, the word patriot has become a dirty word now. They've even said that. There was somebody who's on the left, and it's like, there's nothing wrong with that word. Stop taking away our words.
Yeah.
Stop redefining things, because that should be.
Yeah. Speaking of party, though, whatever happened to the Tea Party? I mean.
I was talking about this morning.
That was so bizarre.
Yeah, the thing that happened there, and this was the sad part. It was a grassroots thing when it started.
Yeah,
it caught on fire, took off in a lot of places. Yeah. And the term there was the T stood for taxed enough already, which a lot of people don't realize. They just thought it was this protest thing, and it happened right after Obama got into office, and everybody accused it of being a racist thing because they disagreed with his policy.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to get off. Topic, well, it's but I mean, it's, because it's, everybody's it's talking about going with the possibility of a third party now. And I think
the thing that happened to it was there's still a lot of Tea Party guys around, but the thing that the way it got ruined was a lot of Republicans took up the cause and said, oh, yeah, I'm a part of this thing. I want to be a part of this thing.
Right.
And then they derailed it because they guided it down the same way they did with the whole conservative movement. Mm-hmm. There used to be a difference between conservatives and Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now anybody who's a Republican, Lindsey Graham thinks he's a conservative.
Oh, did you see what happened to him today?
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm not talking about what he said. He was on his way to the airport and got mobbed.
Good.
No, I'm serious. I don't mean physically, but I mean there was
protesters
all around him.
Yeah.
And they were shouting some interesting things at him.
There, you know, these
which
guys
I'm
don't,
not going to repeat.
Yeah.
But some of the G-rated words were traitor.
Yeah.
And backstabber and piece of beep.
Yeah. They don't realize how upset people are.
Yeah.
And now to have this shoved in our faces after all this.
Right.
Is just, it's just like rubbing salt in the wound.
Oh, yeah.
And it's...
And what I don't understand about the Lindsey Grahams and even Ted Cruz, I'm not going to totally throw him under the bus, but he was, you know, clearly in his most minute way trying to distance himself from Trump, unfortunately. And he may disagree if he heard me say that, but okay, whatever. But
yeah,
nevertheless, what I don't understand is those folks, even the hardcore conservatives, I wouldn't consider Graham a hardcore conservative, but they don't understand that if they're running from Trump now, Trump's not going away.
No.
And Trump has basically said that. And his supporters are not going to go away either. And like you said, like we were saying earlier, all this rhetoric right now is just making people go to Trump more.
Yeah.
You know? And, so, like we were talking yesterday, what's the future of the Republican Party without Trump?
Yeah.
And Trump is a Republican Party right now. And that's what they don't get.
No,
you know?
They don't understand it. Yeah.
And
what do you think happens if they try to put him in jail? What do you think happens if a judge actually finds him guilty of something?
I think the same thing that if they tried to outlaw AR-15s.
Yeah.
I think people will rise up at that point.
I think so too. And sadly, I think what the problem with that is, they were the ones who was saying you don't go after your political opponents because we're not a banana republic.
Well, yeah.
And then they turn right around and do that.
But you know, again,
it's always projection.
B.O. was the first ex-president to go out there and be politically active against the current new administration. I mean,
right?
What a class act.
Yeah.
You know, every other president's been able to shut his mouth.
Yeah. He sets up office down the street.
He kind of chimed in down in too, but he, at least he toned it down, but not old Barack.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what a class act. And you see what Michelle Obama's saying today?
It's hard to tell. She's been saying
she's
things lately.
Calling for every platform to.
Oh, I did see that.
To get rid of Trump.
To kick him off and give
him. You know what happened to free speech?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah,
and that's what I'm talking about. People have lost their
minds. Well, it's not the government. The government's not going to can't stop him for talking.
For a speech that they're saying that he incited the violence, which he clearly didn't.
He did not do that. Yeah.
Oh, my. What about,
I will argue
go after Twitter and Facebook for taking down his video that he went out there saying to you need to go home now.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong? What happened there?
Well, because he said at the beginning, he said the election was a fraud.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's gotten to the point where they can vilify us and they can vilify him so much that they can make us out to be these monsters.
Yeah.
And there's no recourse because we have no voice now.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we really watch and behave what we say.
Yeah.
And to say that they don't have, that they have a right to not be sued under the 230 clause.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, okay, this has got to end.
Yeah.
Big tech has become the public square.
Well, it ain't going to now.
No. Big tech has become the public square and... It's like the newspaper. The newspaper didn't used to have the ability, other than like for vulgarity, to edit like a letter to the editor or that kind of thing or any kind of open post.
Right.
You still do it in the newspaper. This is the newspaper now.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be allowed to have that ability.
Mm-hmm.
And if that blows my mind. And I think that there's going to be some. In my opinion, there's probably going to be some media, of course. There's, you know, you got the platforms that are out there. You got places like Parler, that you can post stuff whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you're held liable for it if you do post something that causes a problem. You're gonna be, you know, now
the way it should be.
And
it's called free speech.
But the problem now is Google and the search engines that are out there
won't let you find Parler.
Won't let you find things on Parler, and or you can't post things there that like a link. If you post a link there, they're trying. Now, fortunately, they haven't gone after podcasts yet, but podcasts are becoming so popular now because you have the media that you can mm-hmm. you can still go out like this one. We can say whatever we want,
right?
And there's companies out there that are going to come after the places that host a podcast.
Yeah.
So unless you have your own server, which is right. almost impossible because you can't carry the bandwidth
yeah.
to do that, because we get millions of hits. You know,
we should start our own internet company.
That's an idea. And
we're thinking.
The tough part, yeah, that's what the pause there. Look, the pause is, we're thinking. Can you tell we're thinking? Huh.
That was the...
It goes on in my mind every time I think.
That was the COVID thing.
Yeah, it is.
We're all gonna die.
Like, it's much like COVID. when I start thinking, if I tell my wife I've got an idea, that's pretty much what goes through her head. Oh no, it's out there. Here it goes. Yeah, always unnerves her a little bit. So
I can't imagine that.
Yeah. She's lived through 31 years of ideas. And it's about every day I have an idea. So that's why.
And look at you now.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple old white bearded guys.
Yeah. I just had a thought about the guys that they're talking about the officer that got killed.
Yeah.
There's some question there as to what happened. I guess, have you heard the latest report on that?
No, not on him.
First I heard that somebody said that he got injured or had something happen to him out there the day of whatever mm-hmm. was going on. So there were a total of 16 officers injured.
Right.
That were just, some were minor issues and some of them weren't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the course of a day, when you get that many people working, you're going to get some injuries anyway.
Sure.
And so that kind of thing can happen. However, I guess what happened to him was he got injured. He went back to work. He went to the hospital or something or whatever happened to him. He got some medical care and was back at the precinct. He was back at work that day.
Hmm.
So it wasn't like he thought he had any kind of issues. It wasn't like he got stabbed or shot.
Yeah, right.
And then he collapsed due to what I was told by people on the ground there was he collapsed because of a stroke. Now, the problem is the type of stroke it was.
Hmm.
The stroke was probably caused from a head injury.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's a certain kind of stroke that's caused sure. by blood between the skull yeah, and the brain.
Right.
And that's probably what it was.
You think he would have felt that?
You would think he would still be under observation if he got hit in the head that hard.
Yeah.
And he was in that condition.
Well, you don't think he felt like he had a headache or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, he probably would have felt it. However, there's not much nerve material. My dad had this kind of a stroke.
Mm.
He didn't really feel anything in his head.
Wow.
It was all, you know, he had a hard time moving. He had some difficulty with coordination and stuff. But it all depends on where that is
yeah.
and how it affects your brain. So that's probably what happened. But then, you know, he died from that. So
yeah,
it's kind of one of those things where is that what, did he get hit in the head or was that another? Because my dad had that happen to him. There was no other injury. There was anything that happened. It just happened to him.
Right.
This guy was old enough that it could have happened to him and mm-hmm. he didn't know that was going on. So they just blame. So now they blame it on that.
Right.
So it's the only death, by the way, that's happened in the United States in the last year that wasn't COVID. So everybody
Somehow
else
has, I knew you were going yeah. there.
I had to say it because it was just there. It was too easy to pick that one off the fruit off the tree. There was just hanging pretty low.
Yeah.
It was practically dropped in my lap. but I mean
we don't mean to make light of the tragedy, but it's very unfortunate, but yeah.
And of course now they're using that as, oh, you know, they're going to just use him as fodder as well now.
Sure.
He's, you know, oh, they killed one of our police officers.
Yeah.
How many police officers did Antifa kill?
Yeah.
How many people were killed during this process of
hate
the police and, you know, defund the police?
Well, they were shooting them in Dallas. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. Just point blank, walk up in the car and shot them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just stuff like that is.
And then celebrate it.
And yeah, make the guy out to be a hero.
Amazing.
Yeah. So don't tell me that they all of a sudden they have this newfound care about the police.
Yeah, thing. Right, right.
They only care about the police that protect them.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah. It's frustrating because the double standards, you know, never cease to amaze me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, at least it's Friday.
The week is over. I'm probably going to do a show tomorrow, at some point tomorrow morning. I might do like a recap on everything that happened. You're welcome to join me if you'd like.
I'm going to be probably cleaning my house.
You can wait. You can put that off. I put that off all the time.
Well,
because you know what? The dirt is just going to come back.
Well, yeah, except we got to pick up the Christmas stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, that kind of cleanup. Yeah, you got to get rid of that stuff.
Yeah.
Or you could just leave it up until next year because it's going to be.
And who knows? When I start picking up the Christmas things here and there, I'll probably find some new dog turds somewhere.
That's
around.
True. Yeah. What you could do is, as you're scooping up all this stuff, just scoop the dog up with it. Throw it out. That's mean. I'm just kidding. I'm a dog guy. But that dog has caused a lot of issues. If that was my dog, I'm not sure. I might not be a dog guy anymore. No, I'm just kidding. I love them all. They're all just fuzzy little, bunch of warm little fuzzy poopers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Or pukers.
Pukers. Well, I think that pretty much sums up the show for the week.
What a week it's been.
What a week it has been. I'm sure next week will be much more calm and peaceful.
Well, only if the zombie apocalypse invades Washington, D.C.
Yeah, if they eat all the politicians.
Yeah.
Then we can call it a good week.
Yeah.
That'll be the best week of the year.
That's right.
It just amazes me. You know, Lindsey Graham made some comments.
But wait. I got to add on to that. Okay. So I just realized that's not the solution because you want the Democrats to be eaten, but they don't have any brains.
Oh, that's true. They're going to starve to death. That's like... The zombies are going to strike. The zombies broke into a Democrat convention meeting today.
Yeah. And they'll starve.
They starved to death.
They found a new way to kill a zombie.
Feed them Democrats with no brains.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What was I going to talk about?
Nancy.
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey
thing. Yeah.
So we were talking about they wiped out D.C. and
wiped out. Yeah. Just his, I think it was just probably something about his, the way he is acting in terms of the way he has responded to this whole thing. And
yeah,
he just like overblows everything. He sounds like a Democrat when he's talking. He's like, they attacked us, this angry mob of domestic terrorists. He keeps using the word domestic terrorists.
Right.
And he's like, we could have all been killed. Now, I want to know who owned the IEDs that supposedly were found and the Molotov cocktails that were found? And how do we know that those weren't going to be used against the Trump supporters?
Right.
How do we know somebody was going to drive a car in the middle of this thing and just blow everybody up?
Yeah, right.
That could have happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that, they're not. They don't care about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, they showed, I saw a picture, they caught a guy on camera wearing a big hoodie with his face covered up. You know, he was the suspect now for the... planting the IEDs.
Sounds like the picture they had of the Unabomber there for about 5 years. Guy with sunglasses on and a hoodie and a beard. Couldn't see who he was.
Yeah.
Hey, we got this picture of him.
We all thought it was you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if I wear a hoodie with sunglasses and a beard, I would look just like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Anybody would. It's like, let's draw a cartoon character of a person with, you know, it could be anybody.
I know.
He's somewhere between 4 feet and 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's like, that narrows it right down.
The only thing he's missing is the tinfoil hat.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess since we're just kind of rambling now, sounds like therapy has set in.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and call this a day. Call it a week. It's not a month yet, but hopefully we'll get through this first month without any problems. But, you know, I leave you with that. And who knows what kind of song I'll come up with for next week.
I'm sure you'll have an idea.
I'll have to come up with something. Well, once again, thanks, Rabbi Rick, for coming in here and being a part of this show and making it what it is. We got our viewers are just, you know, through the roof.
Exponential.
Numbers are through the roof. Exponential. I can't say that word. I don't like. I can't spell the word. So I was told I couldn't use it. Thanks everybody for watching or listening. I guess you're watching. If you're sitting and looking at your radio, you probably need to do something else. But make sure you share and subscribe. Sharing especially. Comment, and you know, play that song back again so you can Get that in your head. And remember to call us. God bless, everybody. See you later.